This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Who's been the Steelers' best non-quarterback offseason acquisition? I mean, like, really think, Justin Fields has been great. So you put him to the side. Russ Wilson is a backup. Pretty good. Deshaun Elliott, Dante Jackson, Patrick Queen, Cordero Patterson, all these guys have really helped. Scotty Miller helps win that game on Sunday. And then you start thinking about draft picks. Zach Frazier has been really, really good. Like, that's a hell of an offseason. Through three games for Omar Khan. But who do you think's been the best non-quarterback offseason acquisition?
It's really hard to choose between Dante Jackson and Deshaun Elliott.
Yeah.
It's very hard. I think Deshaun Elliott's been fantastic. Fantastic. And Dante Jackson, I think we were more surprised by his play than anything.
Yeah.
You know, because
we
kind of
thought Elliott
off.
Would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought Elliott was going to be good, but Jackson, I was like, that's who you get for Deontay Johnson. And not going to, you know, be ignorant to the situation. Like, it's not like I've watched Dante Jackson play that much. I'm just like, okay, like, the guy was probably going to get cut at the end of the year.
Doran.
I mean,
you're not allowed to do what you just did. You're not allowed to be a radio host and admit that you don't know everything.
Yeah, I have no idea who he was.
I do love that, like, trade deadline.
Yeah.
And you get radio host guy who's like, well, this guy for the Oakland Athletics, you never saw him play.
No, I don't
know. You never heard of him before. You never heard of that guy. Yeah, Dante Jackson has had a decent career if you hear from the people who covered him. And if you look at some of the metrics out there, using our eyes, now that he's here, he's been really, really good. And Mike Tomlin had a great line yesterday in the press conference. I wonder if it's in here. I wish I had pulled this first. Talking about his corners, and he said one guy's small, and he was talking about Dante Jackson.
One guy's young.
One guy's young, yeah. One guy's young, the other guy's small. And because of that, you don't want to heap too much praise. You want them to kind of have that chip on their shoulder. Both guys have been good. I know Joey Porter Jr. maybe wasn't his best of the three games this last week, but man, I look at this offseason and I think where was the misstep?
Receiver.
Huh.
It would have been A+ offseason if you got the receiver that you wanted, or at least a legit number two. Didn't even have to be Ayuk, but
touche.
They did draft, so I kind of will give them that. They did draft a receiver.
Yeah.
But
who they won't play.
Right. Like, whenever they traded Deontay Johnson, they got Dante Jackson back, and I think they got a pick back. Like, that next move, to me, should have been immediate of how are we going to replace that production.
Yeah.
And they had their eyes set on Ayuk, but still, like, underneath Ayuk, it's like, we got to get somebody.
Yeah, you have to have a drop-dead date for where you say, we're done with Ayuk and we're moving on to something else, and they needed to have that lined up, and they didn't.
And not somebody that, you know, had their best year in 2021. Like, they got three guys that had their best years in 2021, Quez Watkins, Scotty Miller, and Van Jefferson. Like, I think that they all had their best years then.
You're right. And, look, Van Jefferson, I'm personally, like, done with. Like, I put him in the corner. Scotty Miller's a good football player. Calvin Austin III, I think, is a good football player, returning punts. I think he's going to break one at some point. Like, I think he's going to have a punt return touchdown this year. I like watching that guy return punts. We saw Scotty. He's just useful. These are useful guys. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
You need a guy, mm-hmm. though, at number two. But Deshaun Elliott has... The Steelers have had holes in their defense the last few years. Still, statistically, good defense, but they've had holes. Deshaun Elliott, man, is just... solid.
Yep.
And it goes under the radar. Dante Jackson, man, has been just solid. And then offensively, look, Cordarrelle Patterson is what he is. That's another good, useful football player who they can dress in the game knowing that we can dress four wide receivers and be okay because he can catch a few balls.
Yep. And running backs and kick returners. Like, he can do it all. Like,
right.
You need players like that. And Mike Tomlin did address that a little bit in his press conference yesterday. Guys like, he calls him CP, guys like him and Hayward, Connor Hayward, being able to do multiple things helps you out in so many different ways.
Yeah, it does.
It saves you spots.
And we talked about the flexibility of this roster. Like, one of the questions I wanted to get to today, maybe we'll do it tomorrow, maybe we'll do it with Doug, we'll see. We're thoughtfully non-rhythmic. I don't want to soothe you with hypotheticals. Who knows where this smooth jazz show goes over the remainder of our 2+ hours here, Doran. But it's this. Like, do I feel better about the Steelers, or do I just feel better about their situation because I look around the AFC and I think the AFC's not as good as we thought it would be? Like, not by a country mile. I think the AFC North ain't anywhere near as good. And the answer is both.
Yep.
The answer is just simply both. I think Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, over the course of the last few years, have done a good job of they have stars, but they've built a good football team. Like, you can only have so many stars, but guys like Elliott and Jackson and Patterson and maybe DeMarvin Leal, like, they just fit their roles. Like, Darnell Washington, he ain't Antonio Gates, but he fits his role. They've just built a solid, maybe not great, but they built a solid football team.
Isn't it funny how things play out, though? Like, you build these things and things on paper, and it's like, this should work. And, you know, and sometimes it doesn't work, sometimes it does work. But whenever you have, like, legitimacy that are calling the shots and making the moves, you know, it's hard to ignore right now 3-0. Like, it's hard to ignore. Like, whether you feel like they did a good job or not and have the role players or not and guys that aren't superstars just doing a little bit within the offense, doing a little bit within the defense, Andy Weidel was brought here for a reason. You know, he had a lot of success in Philadelphia. He was groomed here early on in his scouting career. Omar Khan's been here for 20-some years. Like, 3-0 is 3-0. You know, people get mad all the time. Like, well, they didn't do this. Well, they didn't do that. Well, they still look like this. I'm not sold on field. 3-0 is 3-0. Like, you're winning football games in the NFL. That is so hard to do to start that way. We haven't seen that. When have they started that way?
Right.
When's the last time? Like, the undefeated season?
Not since COVID year.
Right.
Have they started
3-0? It's very, very hard to do. It sets you up really well. It sets you up where you're not in a place like you're the Cincinnati Bengals, and you're scrambling, and you're meeting with your quarterback as if you're the head coach, and your quarterback is meeting with you, figuring out what were we going to do.
CeeDee Lamb just apologized for his performance and on-the-field demeanor. You could be 1-2 like Dallas.
Exactly.
You could have a brewing disaster going on like they do in Cleveland.
It lets you address the important issues in a different demeanor, in a different manner, whenever you're 3-0 compared to 1-2 or 0-3. Definitely different. It actually makes you feel better about addressing the issues.
Sure.
It makes you feel better because you know what? We have issues. Every team has issues, but we have 3-0 issues.
Yes.
It's different.
Yeah. Though, I mean, two road wins?
It's different.
Those things are like gold. Like,
don't know what's going to happen at the end of the season, probably.
No,
Don't know how the season's going to go, but I know that this start is very significant.
It is, and I don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. Like, at some point, you're going to lose a football game. That's just the way it works. Like, things you think you know one week, you find out the next week, maybe it wasn't true. Maybe the answer's somewhere in between. But I will restate again, for the record, best offensive lineman out. They're playing with the quarterback that they viewed as their backup. Their most explosive running back's out. Seventh highest paid player is out, who you just paid a bunch of money to be the Batman, to be the Robin to the Batman of T.J. Watt. Your starting right tackle's out and your number three wide receiver, and here you are at 3-0. With a great point differential, you've allowed the fewest points in the league, and your stiffest test, you just beat by double digits. Just saying. Coming up next, there's a player I want to see more of on Sunday. And I say I don't know what the outcome of the game is going to be, I do think we're going to see more of this player. I should have mentioned before that Twitter poll, which non-quarterback has been the Steelers' best offseason acquisition? That Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com.